This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
The Grinch killed it, friends.
Yes.
I really want to see this. I told you it looks super funny on the commercials. But the Grinch tops the weekend box office. Christmas, it says, started early at the box office with Dr. Seuss's The Grinch pulling in $66 million.
The projection on this thing was only $50
million. Was it really?
Yeah, it killed it.
And the movie I saw last night, Bohemian Rhapsody, fell to second at $30.8 million.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah,
for the second week.
Yeah.
$30 million? It's good.
But this Grinch is going to take over. It's perfect timing. Everybody wants to see it.
Oh, yeah.
So great. So great. Maybe I'll see that tonight with my kid. Perfect snowy night movie.
It's good.
What?
I said, I'm sure it's good.
You should bring your baby.
To the movie?
Why do people do that? That makes me crazy.
What are you talking about? To the movie?
People taking babies to the movie. First of all, it's too loud.
Yeah.
So loud.
Secondly, they start crying. You're like, really? Well, what did you think? I mean, the noises are so loud.
Yeah. Yeah, that theater rocks.
Yeah.
It's not good for a kid.
It's
a small kid.
Oh, by the way, speaking of babies, so your son is 8 months old now?
8 months old, yeah.
How was the parent-teacher conference?
Yeah, we went on Saturday. It lasted a good 3 minutes. And he's doing great.
Okay.
He gets a little upset when he's hungry.
Oh.
And then every now and then he has a poopster.
Oh, really?
And we've changed that out, and he seems to be fine after that. We looked at the art, and we're out of there.
They had a parent-teacher conference for 8 months.
Yeah. Everybody I tell, because when I say to someone, like, you know, I'm going to a parent-teacher's conference, you know, I feel like I'm back in the groove now with this parent thing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, how old is Frog? Well, Frog is 8 months old. Why are you having a parent-teacher conference? And everybody says that, and I don't get it.
You don't get it, huh?
I don't get it. I learned so much.
Mm. I had my son in that creme de la creme school.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's called creme de la creme.
Did you have conferences?
We didn't have conferences. So yours must be way fancier than creme de la creme.
Yeah.
However,
creme is nothing.
We had uniforms.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. How old was he?
He was 3.
Wow.
With a uniform?
Yes.
Really?
And talk about a neat little thing where they sell them there.
They make, there's the hook. I started to say, where are you going to find a uniform for a 3-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the school manufacturer. Yeah, a little sweatshop out back. They got those other kids, you know. You graduate from their school, you go straight to the sweatshop, make uniforms.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? These pants are $45 and he's 3? Dear God.
Boy, they hooked you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And then he grows right out of them. Now he has high waters. I'm like, can I just cut him into shorts?
Well, you know, at least at my parent teachers conference over the weekend, I didn't have to write a check.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not like you. It's your creme de la creme.
It's creme de, no, yeah, it's creme de la creme.
Oh, I'll never be able to say it right.
Oh, no.
No, I don't have that.
You baby.
I just don't have it in my blood.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de, oh, I can't do it.
Where do you go to school, buddy? Creme de la creme.
It's embarrassing. For a little boy. I don't even think I'd get beaten up.
Well, and remember, he's left-handed and nobody told me. The golf instructor told me my kid was left-handed.
Right, because you bought right-handed clubs.
Yeah, and so my kid is like sucking at you know, toddler tot school or whatever. He can't write anything. She's like, your son is way behind in writing, and he can't write his name at all. And so you need to take these worksheets. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? I know he's smart, right? But he can't write his name to save his life. Everybody else can write their name. My kid, no, nothing. So I take him to a golf camp. The teacher's like, you know your kid is left-handed, right? I'm like, I didn't know, and Krim didn't know.
Yeah.
what kind of mom am I? Not knowing that my... And she's like, you never saw him pick up his fork in the left hand? Mm,
yeah. I'm trying to watch for that, even at 8 months old. I am, because of your story.
Oh,
I'm watching.
Oh, my God.
And right now he's got me confused because it's left hand, right hand.
That's what
both
mine is.
With the puffs into his mouth.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know yet.
That's what... Yeah. My kid was doing that, too. And then it turned out... Okay. So I suck as a mom. My name is Jamie. Got the sash... Sucky mom of the year.
Not a good story.
Not a good story.
For you, anyway. No, it's not. I agree.
I know. Anyway, I told you about the Grinch. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, the Grinch.
This is a crazy story. Okay, so imagine that your name is Joanna Gaines, right? And you're like, hey, you know what I'm pretty good at? I'm pretty good at being an interior decorator. Hey, I'm going to marry this guy named Chip. Chip's like, dude, I can do construction. Cool, let's get a little team together. Call it Chip and Joanna Gaines. Now they own a freaking network.
Unbelievable.
A network, you guys. Listen to this. Chip and Joanna Gaines announced the return to TV 7 months after ending the show Fixer Upper. However, they're starting their own network. What in the hell?
It's going to be a home run, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing with Chip and Joanna. And I've seen a lot of the Fixer Up shows simply because I got a house that needs to be fixed up. So you watch a lot of them, right? Because you just get sucked into it. By far, Chip and Joanna are the absolute best. The best.
The best.
There's no one even close, I think.
And what I like is that they don't take, like, you know, like that, what's his name? Oh, on Bravo. He takes, like, new houses in Calabasas and decorates them and all that stuff. But these are, like, 1970 houses with the low ceiling, the popcorn ceiling, and they make them look amazing.
I do like the two twin brothers.
Oh, yes. Which one do you like better?
I can't think of their names.
Property Brothers.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
They're twin brothers.
Do you really,
I like the builder guy.
I don't really like them.
You don't like them?
I don't really like them.
I kind of like that show.
Really
it's
do?
No Chip and Joanna, though. It's not even close. Yeah, not even close.
The Property Brothers bug me.
I can't see you for the snow right now.
Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, wow.
Look at what just happened.
We got to video this.
We need to go home. Hey, Sean, it's better if you put the phone right on the window I found.
Okay.
Because then you don't see the background. Look at this.
The street is maybe 50 yards from where we're sitting.
Dave!
Maybe 50 yards from where we're sitting here in the studio, and you can't even see the cars.
I can't see the cars.
Uh-uh.
We need to go home.
It's blinding.
The gates are going to be closed here in a minute.
Yeah, they will.
I know. We need to go home.
Hello? No, we're already here.
I'm scared.
We're safer sitting here than we are trying to go home right now. It's a lot of traffic out there. There are wrecks. We're a lot safer sitting here. We have a vending machine that has chips.
You need to take Sean home.
I don't know.
I may have to leave my car here.
I think you are.
I don't know.
What about, what's Dylan driving?
Worse.
I'm not running both of you home.
I got to walk. Got to walk home now. I rode a bicycle here, yeah.
Hi, Dylan. Dylan's sad. We'll talk to him a little bit later. But he's.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him in the 8 o'clock
hour.
So sad. Dylan went down to play in the World Cup of Paintball tournaments in Orlando. Yeah. He just got back last night. And it didn't go so well.
Oh, my God. Look at it outside. I mean, know you guys can
that
see.
That is crazy.
How did that just happen?
I
can't
don't
see
know.
Any cars
it's
outside.
Dumb.
I haven't seen it snow like this in a while. It's
me
kind of exciting.
Either. I'm not excited. I'm scared.
I only have one banana.
Oh, my God. I have no change for the vending machine.
We have a vending machine.
Well, we're going to need an axe because I don't have any money.
Well, that's no problem. If you got to survive, guys, we'll break a window.
Aren't you a little scared?
Who, me?
This is a full-out blizzard.
I'm a little nervous.
I got four-wheel drive.
Oh, that's right.
I ain't scared. I'm going to drive in four-wheel high all the way home.
Wow, this is nuts.
And I'm going to do 65 miles per hour.
I agree with Sean. I haven't seen this kind of snow since back in Nam.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
Please. It doesn't snow in Nam.
Well, you know, like back a long time ago.
Nam time.
Wait, what? All right, anyway. I have some audio for you. I know that you'll be happy.
Yeah,
definitely, Jamie. What was that? Yeah, like you don't even care. Blake Shelton accepts the award for Country Artist of 2018 at the People's Choice Awards. Here he is, number 8.
Thank you, guys. Thank you to the people. And I tell you, the longer I do this, the more credibility I give fan-voted awards. I'm wearing this tonight in honor of my dad, who is a veteran. So thank you to all the veterans out there. Thank you, guys. I got a little bar in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. I'm going to put this in the bar. Come down. Look at my award. I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
He just promoted his bar.
Woohoo.
That was like a shameless plug there,
Blake. It sure was.
Come down my bar. You can see it.
He worked it all in. A little plug there for his bar, his dad, the veterans.
Wow.
He did it all in one quick speech.
Why do I love him?
I don't know.
I love him. He's just like that good old guy. Seems like he's well-rounded. Probably knows how to fix stuff, like, I don't know, outlets.
Yeah. I know how to do that. I learned over the weekend. I did my own.
You had to call electric Bill to fix it.
He just had to come over and just look over my work. He didn't have to fix anything. I'm the man.
You are the man.
Then I got my four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Went and got me some more outlets and switches.
You know what you need to get
for
your garage?
What's that?
One of those snap-on tool things, the rolly kind?
Yeah.
With like all those drawers?
I'm looking into
it. Are you?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good Christmas gift for you.
They're pretty expensive.
They're super expensive.
Yeah, like $1,000.
Yeah, but just imagine.
Really big, nice
just
ones.
Imagine, though, it'd roll around in your garage and just open a drawer. There's a wrench.
I think I'd put it in the back of a truck.
You know what that is? Oh, you
so think people could see it. Oh, like, oh, man, look at him. He's a handyman.
Right. It'll fall over.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what the snap-on tool holder thing is? It's like my caboodle from seventh grade.
Mmm.
You know, it was a little tackle box thing. Was those a
caboodle?
Were those called caboodle?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't remember.
Sparkly,
the
right?
And they're sparkly. You open it up like a toolbox, a tackle box, whatever. Yep. You put your lip gloss in each little section. Oh, my God, I love that caboodle.
I think fishermen have those.
I miss the caboodle days.
Yep.
Oh, that's a caboodle!
Tackle box, isn't it?
Yes, for your makeup. It's so special. All right, anyway. Pete Davidson, I have to say, I thought it was pretty darn funny on Saturday Night Live, Saturday night. First of all, he apologized for the remarks he made about Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw, here it is.
I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, and on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a
Wow.
You know, this skit they did, although funny, very funny, it was the only way out.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you.
And they knew it. They knew it.
They were going to have to fire
him. It was a week before Veterans Day, and here he is making fun of a guy that lost his eye in his third combat.
And I'm sure people called for his firing.
Absolutely, they did. And they said, we got to fix this. We need to fix it. We need to do it with humor. And then Dan, who agreed to come on the show, really put it over the top.
Well, he was their saving grace.
That was it.
He was absolutely.
If he had not done it, they wouldn't have been. They wouldn't have gotten by this moment.
Well, and you also missed a part of Dan. Well, let me play Dan coming out because it's pretty funny. Listen to this.
Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, everyone, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for making a Republican look good.
Oh, you gotta stop saying that, man. You've been saying it all day. Please, look. I just wanted to say for people that don't know. The reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted. Just keep breathing. It sounds like my phone's ringing.
You gonna answer that?
No, I was just gonna let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool.
Well, man. Oh, do you know her?
It was pretty funny. And then the other part that you didn't miss that just sealed the deal is that Dan then went on to talk about how Veterans Day unites us as a country and it's we can all back each other on fighting for this country. And then he even thanked all the servicemen and Pete's dad. So it gave... You looked at that as like, oh, yeah, Pete's a good guy with a dad that lost his life in 9/11. And so you're like, let's maybe back off of him a little bit.
It was the only thing they could do, and they did it, and it worked.
Yeah. So.
And it was funny. Entertaining.
It was funny.
So
especially
it worked
the
out
ringtone.
Great.
That was so great. I just want to read all these so everybody doesn't have to keep texting. I did not know this, friends. Caboodles are back.
You're kidding. Where?
So here's one. Today is your lucky day, Jamie. Caboodles are back and they're in Target. Another one said they're selling caboodles like caboodles at JCPenney. Caboodles are at Nordstrom. Caboodles are back. They're back. Oh, my God. And then somebody said, you don't want a Snap-on toolbox. Those are $25,000.
Uh-oh. I don't think I'm at that level yet.
No. How many tools do you have?
Four.
I think the Snap-on is for like a mechanic.
Yeah.
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 It's a real guy.
I have a socket set. I just lost all the sockets.
Oh, that's a drag.
But I have the thing.
Okay. You have the ratchet?
Okay, so yeah, you know ratchet. What? You're me.
Is that what it's called?
It's called a ratchet.
Because there are people in life that put the sockets back in the socket holes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they do it meticulously.
Yeah.
I threw mine into the toolbox.
Yeah, I know. I do the same thing.
But who are... Okay, so why are there different people like that? There are people that actually take each socket...
Mm-hmm. So organized. It's called organized.
Then put it back in there. But to me, that's a pain in the butt to put it right back in that same hole.
And I even make it worse than that. I throw them back into the drawer, and there they are, just all of them. But I have the metric, and I have the standard all in the same drawer. So I don't even know what's what.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're way worse than
me. I'm so bad.
You're like...
You can't be mixing.
No.
So unorganized.
Sockets.
Oh, well.
All right, let's do this. The next time... Because sometimes I'll do this. I don't want to try to find the right socket, so I'll just go to Home Depot and get another set.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I have. I am guilty.
I know. It's so bad.
I am guilty.
It's pretty bad.
It's so bad. All right, you're looking at the clock like I'm boring you.
No, not at all. I'm just looking at the time.
I know, but you're like, look at like, and I felt like you're doing.
We're running late.
You're like, kind of. I felt like you're like, oh my God, is she ever going to shut up? Kind of.
That's exactly how I felt. That's exactly how I felt.
All right, there you go.
You want the truth?
All right.
I'll give you the truth.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.